This is John Batchelor. Additional conversation with Sean McMeek in his book, Stalin's War. The general understanding is that Stalin wanted the Allies to destroy each other so he could gobble up Europe. At the same time, he made clear that he wanted everything the Americans had, not just equipment, but intellectual property, plans, the ability to rebuild factories, chemistry, everything. And Harry Hopkins was the interlocutor. However, Stalin was not interested in cooperating with the Allies in terms of drawing the German fire while the Allies were landing at Normandy. And Sean McMeekin explains Stalin's plotting. Remember now, we have new information that Stalin also knew about Operation Market Garden and directed the betrayal of Market Garden to the Hitlerites. Why? Because he wanted the war to last long enough for him to get to Berlin first, is the thinking. This is Sean McMeekin about how Stalin delayed his offensive Bagration in the east, letting the Allies struggle those first weeks of the Normandy invasion. Sean McMeekin, Stalin's War, which is a dramatic new interpretation of Stalin's ambition, not to win, but to win everything once the capitalist states had destroyed each other. More of this tonight.
And he had come to seem the face of, you might say, the more respectable Soviet foreign policy image. That is, that the Soviets were anti-fascist because of the Popular Front. They were devoted opponents of Hitler and so on. And there's no reason to doubt that Litvinov himself likely felt that way. He was, after all, Jewish. However, he had already quietly been demoted even before May 3rd, 1939. He had been demoted basically from his prior responsibilities in charge of the European desk. So effectively, he wasn't really running Stalin's foreign policy in Europe anymore. And the Soviets had already begun dropping quiet hints through back channels and theoretical journals and so on about a possible partition of Poland. The Soviets did not really recognize Poland's eastern borders. This dated back to the Soviet-Polish War of 1920 and Stalin's general antipathy to Poland, Poles, and really most of what they stood for. And there had already been a couple of other hints even before May 3rd, 1939.